January 15th, C.I. Schofield.
Welcome to 365 Christian Men, where every day we aim to inspire and encourage with real-life stories about men.
On this date, in 1909, Schofield published the Schofield Reference Bible. He had started out as an attorney, and President Ulysses S. Grant appointed him U.S. District Attorney for the District of Kansas. But amidst ugly rumors about bribes, thievery, and forgery, Schofield resigned and left the area. He was a man with many gifts and one enormous problem. Early in his life, that problem caused Schofield a lot of grief. Listen to the story.
Do you feel you are out of God's reach because of your sin? Be transparent. God can turn your mess into His message. C.I. Schofield's early life was in the fast lane and heading to a bad end. He had abandoned his wife and child, fled a government job to avoid criminal charges, and tried to dull his pain with alcohol. But God had a plan for Schofield's life and sent a friend named Thomas McPheeters. McPheeters challenged his friend, "Why aren't you a Christian?" Schofield tried to deflect the conversation. "Does not the Bible say something about drunkards having no place in heaven? I'm a hard drinker, McPheeters." "You haven't answered my question, Schofield. Why are you not a Christian?" Schofield replied, "I do not recall ever having been shown just how to be a Christian. I do not know how." McPheeters read aloud Acts 13, 38, and 39. "Let it be known to you, therefore, brothers, that through this man Jesus, forgiveness of sins is proclaimed to you, and by him, everyone who believes is freed from everything from which you could not be freed by the law of Moses." It was as if the words pierced Schofield's heart. Like the Philippian jailer, Schofield asked, "What must I do to be saved?" McPheeters read the words again. Then the two men knelt, and Schofield received Jesus Christ as his Lord and Savior. Later, Schofield told his biographer, Mr. Trumbull, "Oh, Trumbull, put it into the story. Put it in big and plain. Instantly, the chains were broken, never to be forged again. The passion for drink was taken away. Put it in. Instantly, dear Trumbull, make it plain. Don't say he strove with his drinking sin and came off the victor. He did nothing of the kind. Divine power did it, holy of grace. To Christ be all the glory." Schofield quickly got into Christian work with the YMCA and formed a relationship with a remarkable preacher, pastor, and Bible teacher of St. Louis, and spent many hours in the pastor's home studying the Bible with him. Later, he shared his story of deliverance. He realized, "By the grace of God, I am what I am," as it is stated in 1 Corinthians 15:10. He didn't want others to think his deliverance came from his own human ingenuity or victorious efforts. It had come solely by the grace of God. But prominent preacher D.L. Moody advised Schofield against telling the story of his rescue from alcoholism. Moody firmly believed sin was under the blood of Jesus. He thought it might lessen Schofield's credibility as a minister. Moody thought the only exception should be during revival meetings where drinking men might be present. Schofield did not want to respond hastily. He played the conversation over in his mind again, then wisely replied, "I must leave myself in the hands of the Holy Spirit for whatever guidance he might indicate." Shortly after this, Schofield spoke to an audience of about 800 students at Northfield, where Moody pastored. During the course of his sermon, he was strongly impressed to give the testimony of his own deliverance from being enslaved to alcohol through all the sufficient power of the Holy Spirit. Schofield said, "Great opportunities had indeed been given me, and for years I made them my own. But slowly, insidiously, the all but universal habit of drink in the society and among the men of my time overmastered me. I was not the victor in the battle of life, but ruined and a hopeless man who, despite all his struggles, was fast bound in chains of his own forging. The man I had become had no thought of Christ, but the Lord of glory sought him. Through Thomas McFeeters, a joyous, hopeful soul, Jesus Christ offered himself to that wreck. That wreck, C.I. Schofield accepted Jesus Christ." It was evident God greatly blessed the lives of the students through Schofield's transparency. After the service, Moody said emphatically, "Schofield, you take the advice of the Holy Spirit hereafter, not of D.L. Moody." Do you feel you are out of God's reach because of sin in your life? Are you willing to be transparent and confess that sin to God and ask Him to forgive you? Is today the day you surrender your life to Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior? Remember, you are never out of God's reach because of your sin. Be transparent. God can turn your mess into His message.
Hello, friends. Today is January 15th. Let me start by asking you a question. Have you ever felt like you were out of the reach of God? You know, I realize that I could be talking to two audiences today. I could be talking to those that have never heard about God, don't know who God is, don't know if God cares, and certainly don't know what it would mean to give your life to Christ. I could be talking to another audience of people who feel like they've committed the unforgivable sin, or that they're so far separated from God because of what they've done that there's no way back. The good news is, and I love this story for many reasons, C.I. Schofield struggled before he became a Christian, and then even after he became a Christian. Before becoming a Christian, because he didn't know how. Simply by responding to the love of God is how we become Christ followers. Recognizing that Jesus died for you, that He paid the ultimate price, and then surrendering your life to God, asking Him to be your Lord and Savior, you become a believer. And that second audience, those of you that may be struggling, feeling like, man, I don't know if there's a way back for me. I've just done too much in my life. That would be a lie that the enemy would want all of us to believe. My name is Blake Maddox, and I'm the executive director of 365 Christian Men. And I would say that this story and challenge are really impacting me for many reasons. I've been on both sides of that coin before I became a believer, but also struggled after becoming a believer and saying, God, is there a way back to you? You know, the Bible says in the book of James chapter 5 that if we confess our sins to God, we're forgiven. If we confess to one another, we're healed. So my challenge to you today is if you find yourself in one of these two camps, God knows where you're at. He loves you. He's got a plan for your life. And what He's looking for is us to respond to that love. So be encouraged today. God loves you. He created you. He fearfully and wonderfully made you. And He wants you to respond to that love. God bless you. Have a great day.